This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Basking in another ridiculously bad Pirates weekend where they had 10 hits in three games, got swept by the Reds, and their last 23 hitters were retired yesterday, hitting 184 as a team, dead last in baseball.
I won't bore you too much with fancy stats, but Travis Sawchik, who traffics in them, used to cover the Pirates when he was local here. They're hitting 184 as a team, dead last. Slugging 290 as a team, dead last. There's a stat called weighted runs created plus. Are you good at creating runs as a team? 100 is the baseline, Pony. They're at 61. Where do you think that ranks in Major League Baseball?
30th? Dead last.
Dead effing last. Hitting coach by trade, Derek Shelton, with this team.
Well, so that's what I wanted to start with, because I got a text message when that game ended yesterday that said any day now. When it comes to changes, and specifically Shelton.
Was this somebody wishing it would happen, or somebody kind of tipping you off?
No, this is somebody in the know. This is somebody who I would say, if I had to guess, do they know, do they not know, I would say they
know.
They know.
Okay.
And here's the thing about Shelton that I've been able to discover from just talking to multiple people on his status. They've never announced the terms of his contract. He apparently is in the last year of his deal. So there's no 2026, there's no 2027. Nothing is guaranteed beyond this year. He's making about half of what Clint Hurdle made. When Hurdle was fired, he had 2 years and $6 million left on his deal. Nutting paid him to go away. Mm-hmm. Front Office Sports reported that Shelton's making about $1.5 million. So really what we're talking about here is $1 million in change to get some kind of fresh start and just see if that kind of move lights a fire or changes anything. Now, I'm sure we'll talk to people 412-928-9370 who say that won't be enough, that that's a pointless move, that how can you expect? I heard Donnie on Saturday, guys are calling in saying, how do you expect to make spaghetti without tomato sauce, and how do you expect to go to a prom without a dress, and
how to build a house without a hammer?
Yeah, all these people making analogies.
I feel like Amish could do that last one, Donnie, if we gave him a shot.
I mean, Amish can do anything.
So do those people think that Derek Shelton is a victim here, that he's a scapegoat, that if he had been tasked with managing the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Braves or any of the Phillies or any of these teams, he would actually be good at his job? We can all agree or admit that the Pirates have more than one problem, and they are many. And there are people that either own the team or have a higher pay grade than him that are not doing their job either. But this appears to be the one thing in April that's on the table. I don't think the other things are. I don't think they're getting a new president. I don't think they're getting a new GM right now. I don't think the owner is selling the team today. The manager is absolutely in the crosshairs. It stands to reason, if you can get an extension in April, you can get fired in April. And that's what happened with him 2 years ago. He got an extension through 20-something games or 30 games. So I'm interested here because just from listening a little bit to Donnie on Saturday, it almost sounded to me like if that's the move the Pirates make in this week, if they lose tonight to Washington or they lose this series to the Nationals, another bad team, and the move is they fire Derek Shelton, it almost sounded to me like people would feel bad for him. Like they would feel like he got a raw deal. And I just don't understand that at all.
Two things can be true here, and in this case, two things are true. One is that that he's not working with the greatest material. He's working with pretty bad material. Two is that he's bad at his job and has been. He has to own the fact that they had a guy a couple years ago in Jack Sawinski who actually looked like a 30 to 35 homer guy who was going to be a flawed hitter. He was probably never going to hit 240 even, but he was going to get on base because he was going to hit the ball over the fence or walk a lot. They told him to be more patient. He's not a major leaguer now. Donnie and I have been beating this drum for a long time. I've been beating this drum for probably a solid year. They've ruined him. And if you're a hitting coach by trade who's the manager of the team, you have to wear that.
Which I've heard he takes a very hands-off approach on. Okay. He's not into the technical nitty-gritty
of hitting anymore. Maybe he should take a hands-on approach since the team is dead last in any category that matters. Perhaps it would be time to put your hands on the steering wheel and stop letting the car drive itself because it's going off a bridge into a river at this point. He deserves to get fired. Here is the biggest problem for Derek Shelton. The owner is on record as saying he thinks he has done everything within his power to give his people the tools they need to succeed. I don't think that's true. I disagree with that assertion by the owner. The fact is, though, that's how he feels about it. And field manager is going to be the first guy to go. I have a timeline on it. You said you heard from somebody you think is probably more likely than not somebody who would know that it's any day now. They have 7 more home games now to play. They have a 7-game homestand. They have 4 with the Nats, 3 with the Guardians. I think unless they were to go something like 5-2 or 6-1, if they go 2-5, 1-6, I think he's fired by the end of this 7-game stretch. I think Donnie Kelly ends up their manager for this 6-game swing out to LA to play the Angels and the Dodgers so he can do it in a sort of lower pressure, who's watching baseball at 10:35 pony kind of environment.
Yep.
And then I think he comes back as their manager, hopefully with a couple of wins under his belt for some home games. That's what I think is going to happen. And I don't have anybody telling me that. That's just me using like deductive reasoning to think, how would I do this if I were running the show there?
Donnie, how would you feel if that's the change the Pirates make here shortly, that the manager gets told to leave and the GM keeps his job at least for now?
I do think that there are bigger issues than Derek Shelton. There absolutely are. I also think that the GM happens to be worse at his job than what Derek Shelton is at his, but this is just the nature of the beast, and this is just how things go, how they roll downhill in professional sports. But there would be absolutely people that feel bad for him. I can't believe.
And you're not one of them, for the record?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, he's had 5-plus years here. Come on.
What has he shown as a manager? Like, what tenet or trait has he shown that would make somebody feel bad
Nothing.
For him?
They,
if he had a winning season and they had gutted his roster, different story.
I didn't even think that this was a prevailing thought or a sentiment until two things happened. I heard Donnie's show on Saturday, and then I read what Ken Rosenthal wrote today. And those two things made me think, wait a minute here. I've been railing on Derek Shelton and saying the guy is basically incompetent and horrible at his job. And here's baseball's biggest insider basically playing the violin for him.
That makes me think that he's just good with the media.
And there were people calling into Donnie's show on Saturday like, hey, don't get mad at Derek Shelton. What do you expect him to do?
I don't think it's that, but here, yeah, Donnie.
There have been two, and I got to credit Charlie Borges for this. He has like a fantastic little like Excel spreadsheet on this stat. 216 managers at the major league level have managed 700-plus games. Derek Shelton ranks 212th in win percentage.
Yeah.
He's a guy who has hitting as his background. They have been unable to hit as a collective in 5 years. The only guys that are anywhere close to being decent hitters were with the last regime. Brian Reynolds and O'Neill Cruz were inherited. And Andrew McCutchen was long before that, and he continues. The man is almost 40. Yet again, like we saw this coming, he continues to be one of their best offensive players.
See, I think the guy you just named there is the biggest reason why I think you can make an argument for Shelton being fired. Is that, yes, there are instances like Emmanuel Valdez and Jared Triolo and Tommy Pham and guys like that that he has to run out there. But how about just overall the job he's done with O'Neill Cruz?
He's become like slightly more selective very early this season. He's got 10 walks, which is good, but he's, and I'm sure some of this is batted ball luck if I were to dig deeper. He's hitting 195.
He's not developed or turned into a star player.
He has all the tools to be spectacular. There is no evident sign that he's going to become spectacular at the plate, I mean.
I just think the whole way around.
Well, he's definitely not going to be spectacular in the field, but that's like almost a different story. I'm talking about strictly Shelton as a hitting mind. Why has he not seized control of that player's development and said, you guys have screwed this up, I'm going to try to get through to him?
Well, whoever's decision it was, they decided to transition him from shortstop to center field midseason last year, and then they had all spring training to work with him on it, and now, and the return so far have not been good. I think his focus is here and there, hit or miss. He makes spectacular plays. He makes boneheaded plays. And then you contrast that with Ellie De La Cruz, who you saw this weekend. And they're just not...
Who's also significantly younger, the way.
O'Neill Cruz is supposed to be the thing that this is all built around. He's supposed to be your foundational offensive player. So when you fail to maximize or get the most out of a guy like that, you know, somebody's head is going to be on a pike for it. And I just, yeah, like, I'm not here. This is not at all an impassioned defense or somebody who's trying to get Ben Cherington off the hook. But knowing how things usually go in baseball, if someone's going to get fired very early in the season, it's the manager. That's the first shoe to drop. And I see no reason. The sooner you do it, the quicker we get to evaluate the next guy. And if the next guy is the same results, well, then the GM gets fired shortly thereafter. So I don't know why anybody would not want to have like that kind of accelerated or expedited timeline on getting to the bottom of like of their problems this year and moving forward. So it's just it baffled me, the reaction that I saw from people, that when this Shelton hot seat thing got written this morning, it was Ken Rosenthal saying like, this dude is being scapegoated.
Don't you think that just means that Shelton might be a friendly talker with those guys? You know that's how it works in many of those cases. I don't think Rosenthal is wrong to be somewhat, not sympathetic is not the right word, but to point out that they have a bad roster and that they don't spend perhaps as much as they could.
All
those things are true. I just think if you're going to get a defense of a guy who's been, as Donnie pointed out, what was it, 212 out of what?
216.
That bad historically for managers who have managed
and worse
X number
than
John of games.
Russell?
Like, that terrible.
Russell didn't hit 700 games.
That's right. Thank you for that.
To be that bad and to have somebody in Ken's station, Ken Rosenthal's station, writing nice things about you or pulling his punch tells me that you just have a good relationship with that reporter.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.